Heidi Exers, welcome to Market School for May 2008. Last month, Mark Marino sent along air checks of select radio stations in Charleston, South Carolina. So this month, we finish out our look at Charleston's FM band.
It's like picking music with your eyes closed. 96.1 Chuck FM. I guess that's pretty obvious by now.
That the average 96.1 Chuck FM listener is a redheaded woman, 5'9", with a perfect figure who is very, very lonely? Perhaps now some of you guys will start listening to Chuck a little more. Be a man. Listen to 96.1 Chuck FM. And for all you hot chicks out there, I'm in the book.
All right, stand up straight, stomach in, shoulders out. Good. Here comes a bunch of songs in a row on 96.1 Chuck FM. At ease, men and women.
Hey, we play everything. 96.1 Chuck FM, WAVF, Hanahan, Chucktown. Welcome to 96.1 Chuck FM. We play everything.
The Wolf Traffic.
Oh, looky there. 832 and 50 right now under mostly cloudy skies. That's all right. It'll get better. Your traffic is brought to you by Nationwide. Janet, what's up?
We have a report of a wreck at 61 and Ashley Hall. Also a disabled on 96.9, The Wolf.
Nationwide Insurance can give you the great auto coverage you expect.
This is Wolf News.
And your Wolf News is brought to you by Holt Transmission Service.
An auction is planned tomorrow for four homes owned by a former college economist.
Low country weather.
Good morning, everybody. A Monday morning, not too bad. A little cool. I'm going to see a mixture of sunshine, a few scattered clouds today, mid-60s. Some 40s overnight to 50s, low 50s, but tomorrow near 70, increasing clouds. By tomorrow night, some showers and thunderstorms as we head toward Wednesday, and much cooler middle of the week. I'm Live 5, Chief Meteorologist Bill Walsh on a Monday morning right here on the Wolf Wake Up Show.
Thank you, William. 836, tide in the harbor coming up this morning, high 1029. It's 50 right now.
96.9.
Your chance to win with Know the Show is coming up momentarily. Brad Paisley first, though, on 96.9 The Wolf.
If I could write a letter to me.
96.9 The Wolf, that's Brad Paisley. It's 8:41 and 50 now. Good morning.
Got another phone call, store for you.
Yeah, what do you have?
I was actually in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago and witnessed somebody answer a phone call in Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is just bad.
During the changing of the guard.
Oh, my word. That's a one-way ticket.
Oh, yes.
Straight to you-know-where.
Yes.
Yep. They got looks from everybody. It was bad.
Oh,
but,
my.
You know, and let me guess. Nobody said anything.
No.
Because you don't know how to handle something like that.
And, you really don't.
And it's so bizarre. And I'm thinking about it last night when the experience was going down at the movies. I'm like, what do you say? And how do you say it? And you're just so shocked and you're waiting for it to end because you're just sure this person is going to hang up quick. And then they don't.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Or you think it's important they'd walk away.
Yes.
But no, they just stay there.
Yep. Thank you for calling. And I just realized that's exactly what happens. You sit there waiting because you are convinced, whether it's a movie theater, a cemetery, or church, wherever the phone conversation is taking place where it shouldn't. You just know that person's going to end that call quick, and then they don't. So you're always waiting for them. And that's why you don't say anything.
Because you know they're just going to hang up right there.
Like, do I have to point out just how rude you are? Man, what is the world coming to? I ask you. 4020969, the number. Time to win with Know the Show, Janet. 96.9, The Wolf, Toby Keith. And you ain't much fun. 845, 50 now, sunny later, and hopefully the mid to upper 60s we will reach, which all in all, not bad weather since there's nothing else we can do for you on this.
Monday.
It's Monday. Ciao.
Oh.
We'll get through it together as we always do. And something that will help you is a 96-minute music marathon coming up on the other side of the break. But, Foy, it's that time of morning again.
Please get it.
Know it when. Good morning, The Wolf. Who's on the other end?
Jan.
All right, Jan, were you listening all morning long?
I have been, yeah.
Good for you. Bless your heart. Please tell me, what is it that Janet's son Frank called her out on for doing in church she shouldn't have been doing?
He was sending a text message.
Yes, she was, Jan. Shame on you, Janet
Walsh. I was sending and receiving and sending. I was going back and forth with my brother. Even he, when he found out where I was, hung up on me.
Do you remember anything that was going on during the sermon?
Yeah, they were talking about God and stuff.
Janet.
Did you go to confession after that?
Janet.
None of your business.
All right, Jan, you win this morning. Yay!
Do you know what you got? You got tickets to see Larry the Cable Guy in his new movie, Witless Protection, at the Regal Cinemas, Mount Pleasant, Somerville, or North Charleston. How about that?
Great.
Daniel Island is Wolf Country. The all-new 96.9, The Wolf.
If it rocks, it's on the X. 98X. Frequency modulated at 98.1. WIBB. Folly Beach, Charleston. Charleston's rock station is 98X.
The new Magic 107.3. Giving a shout out to Sandy right off of King Street. Thank you for listening. Listening to Down to the Bone, Back to Back. There was Satin to Manhattan. This is Down to the Bone Cellar Funk. You're listening to Jazzy J, Sunday Jazz Brunch. Thank you for listening. The new Magic 107.3. You listen to the sounds of Down to the Bone off the CD Cellar Funk. And that's the title cut, Cellar Funk. Oh, yeah. We're going to take your requests starting at noon. We're going to start playing the requests. Request lines are open. You can call 843-721-1073. I know it's rare that I do that on this show because I'm trying to pump out so much new jazz. But we're going to do that today. You know why? Because the public has spoken. They say, Jazzy, how about having us a little bit of requests? I said, okay, we can do that. 843-721-1073. You listen to the Magic 107.3. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Thank you for listening.
The new Magic at 107.3, home of the Michael Basden Show.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show.
They say he's the fly jock, and I say, oh, that's Tom Joyner, hardest working man in radio. They give away a G every hour of the show.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show Cash Call. It's your chance to win $1,000.
Hello, 1-877-TJ-MS-WIN. Who's this on my phone?
Kathy Higgins.
Kathy, what are the three numbers of the cash call?
547.
Yeah, you're the fifth caller.
Oh,
you won $1,000. Kathy, hold on.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Higgins.
It's the number one show. It don't matter if you're young or you're old. It's the Tom Joyner Show.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Don't get out of bed, out of bed. It's the way to start your day again, day again.
That's right, Low Country, $1,000 every hour in the morning on the all-new Magic 107.3.
WNGL, Ravenel, Charleston, the new Magic at 107.3.
Thanks, Mark, for an interesting look at radio in one of America's most beautiful cities. Remember, if you'd like to share some great radio from your hometown with a DX Audio Service membership, just drop me a cassette or CD. I'm Phil Wayne at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. Thanks again for helping make the DX Audio Service great. Now here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the action line.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I usually don't recommend books, but I have a great book that I've been listening to. It's called Something in the Air by Mark Fisher. It's the revolution of rock radio. talks all about Top 40, talks about Todd Storrs, talks about underground radio, and it talks about WABC, and it also mentions about Gene Shepherd and many, many different articles and many different facets about talk radio and Top 40 radio, how it began. It talks about the Beatles and Rick Shaw, who worked in Miami and WFUN. I was wondering, what were some of your favorite radio stations that you used to listen to around the country? To Wayne Ryan, what's happening with Chum 1050? Are they still oldies? And I'm interested in knowing more about that radio station coming on 880 in Sweetwater, Florida. Thank you and have a great day.
Hello, NRC members. This is Mike Terry calling from Bournemouth in England. I've enjoyed the April tape, which I've just listened to. Really interested in American radio. Just thought I'd dig out my old QSLs from 1967. A quick run through what I used to listen to on AM in the middle of the night from the UK. WINS, WNEU, WHN, WOWO, WBAL Baltimore, WCBS also New York, WLOF Orlando, lots of Canadians, and also had a car from the Bell telephone system. Remember those old telephone pre-recorded test tapes. Anyway, cheerio from England. Always enjoy listening to it and looking forward to future editions. Thank you for all the hard work that goes into it, the monthly edition.
Hi there, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I'd like to tell you something of great interest to me personally that happened about 50 years ago on July 4th, 1958. Let me give you a little background first of all. The radio station is 1520, then WKBW, now WWKB. I understand they're running Air America at this time. They came on the air in 1925. They were a religious station for about 20 years. They changed the block programming sometime in the 40s. I don't know exactly when, but sometime in the 40s. In 1957, they had a program between 9 and 11 in the morning. It was a top 40 program. They weren't top 40 yet. They had a little bit of it just between 9 and 11 in the morning. And then on July 4th, 1958, at 12 noon, they changed format to top 40. And the first song they ever played was Joanne by the Playmates. I'll never forget it. It was a wonderful day, Friday, July 4th, 1958, and to me, it's the greatest thing that ever happened in radio.
Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Happy anniversary to our great radio club that I'm so proud to be a member of. The way I got started into DXing and things like that was when I was a little boy on the farm, about, three or four years old, and Mum used to let me listen to police calls early at night sometimes, and I kind of got into that, and then I'd start picking up faraway stations, and if I liked the station, then I would turn to Mum and tell her what I got, and I'd say, can we go there someday? Some of the latest things going on up this way, on Monday, March 3rd, 6:30 CFCO, Chatham, Ontario, changed from an oldies format they'd had for a long time to country music. Unfortunately, not too much of the country classics I'd rather that there was, although they are incorporating some. And they also dropped Lauren Fevens' show, which I'm a little bit disappointed about, Sentimental Journey. That was a very nice program. It ran from 10 to noon on Sunday morning. They've also dropped the Toronto Blue Jays baseball, and I don't know if they'll keep the Maple Leafs hockey next year or not. WECK, 1230, Cheektowaga, New York, a suburb of Buffalo, more or less. Wednesday of last week, they changed from the country classics and took on Fox Radio News and Sports. WHAM in Rochester, New York on 1180, a big 50,000-watt banger, is going to carry the Buffalo Bills football this year. And Joe Buck has left the St. Louis Cardinals broadcast, and he's with Fox Network Sports.
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York. Hope everybody is doing well. Calling first of all to tell you that I've been a member for a long time. Congratulations on our anniversary. And I collect air checks of all kinds and commercials and jingles and all kinds of things. So if anyone has anything to share, I'm interested. Also, I'm particularly looking for a cassette Walkman with a radio in it that I can record from. Definitely need that because they're hard to find now, you know, and I really need to have that. So if anyone has one, please call me at 212-614-8764, and you will also be able to get a tax-deductible donation thing on it because I run a nonprofit program and can do that. Okay, 212-614-8764. Take care.
This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Dawn of Miami, to answer your question, when television goes over to digital and the analog channels go off the air, channels 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 will be permanently assigned to a UHF frequency. Channels 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 will go back to their original frequencies. And this will open up a question. Will the FCC allow the FM band to open up to one more frequency? If you live in a city where there is channel 6, you will get it on your FM radio at 87.9 megahertz. Once channel 6 is off the air and is on a UHF carrier, will there be stations at this spot on the FM dial? Also about the ultralight radios that was written about, will there be any model that has FM as well? I like to get a really good pocket-sized type Walkman, AM and FM.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 360-469-0189, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Please don't leave any messages to anyone. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call. Oh, hold on, Victor. You might have some incorrect information there. I'm in serious trouble with the FCC. Originally, the plan was to vacate the VHF band and channels 53 on up. Along the way, the folks at the FCC realized the folly in this, and while keeping the plan to vacate channels 53 upward, or 700 megahertz through 800 megahertz, the VHF band has been allowed to stay in the pool. That said, there are some situations where digital stations do not operate well on channels 2 through 6 or the low band. Propagation and noise causes a lot of problems with digital reception, so it's really not recommended. But channels 7 through 13, high band, are good, and as such, when WLIO's analog 35 UHF station was given channel 20 UHF for our digital station, I immediately applied to have WLIO's channel changed to 8. And I'm happy to say that this has paid off for our station, as we now have doubled the coverage as we've had before, and with one quarter of the size of the transmitter. Now, I do count 7 stations which will be digital in the low band, and a lot more in the high band. Those stations are still positioning and modifying their licenses, so it's hard to get a number that we can use today and which will be valid tomorrow. But with the February 17th, 2009 deadline approaching, they're going to have to land somewhere. Keep in mind that most stations transmit with a signal called PSIP. That digital stream provides a fake channel number that is supposed to demystify the channels for viewers. For example, the analog transmission of WTLW in Lima is on channel 44. Their digital channel is 47. But when you tune to channel 47, the receiver reads 44. Well, that's like an AM radio that is tuned to 1500 telling you that you're actually on 1340, isn't it? Why do they do this? Well, because the station will eventually drop back to channel 44, and they don't want people to have to remember that 47 is now 44. So what they do is they report that their channel is 44 when in reality it's 47. And we could do the same thing at WLIO by sending out a PSIP signal that says we're 35-1 or whatever. In our case, we signed on our digital station with 8 in PSIP, and we're just going to stay there, case closed. Channel 6 will have to protect the FM educational portion of the band, and it's even more crucial now with digital. Likewise, FM stations have to provide some protection as defined in Part 74.1205 of the FCC rules. To my knowledge, there are no attempts to expand the FM band, other than to use IBOC for multiple program streams on stations. DX Audio Service members that live in the United States should remember that you are legally entitled to 2 DTV coupons for a receiver. Each household is. If you have not applied for one, visit www.dtv2009.gov or call 1-888-388-2009 to get information and apply. I'd recommend that all DX Audio Service members in the United States get a box, even if you don't think you'll need one. First, you're entitled to it. Second, I don't think that they have enough for everyone. But more important is the fact that if you find out you need one later, you may be too late, as the program will be over and the deal closed. Get yours now before it's too late. That's our musings.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anistruck back here. And I want to get to a very important article here from the Chicago Tribune on Friday, March 28th. Wally Phillips passes away at the age of 82. The city's favorite uncle, WGN personality, commanded the radio waves for two decades with his trend-setting format. When Wally Phillips explained it kindly per, usually after a dozen calls had phoned in with solutions to a Phillip problem, all of Chicago seemed no bigger than Mayberry. He'd say, people helping people. That's what it's all about. Phillips ruled morning radio in Chicago for two decades with a ready wit and a cascade of news and information that made his show a window to the wider world for a generation of commuters and stay-at-home moms. Wally racked up ratings unheard of in today's splintered media world and established WGN Radio's morning ratings dominance that continued under successor Bob Collins and now Spike Odell. Max Armstrong said everybody would recognize he created a tremendous heritage and paved the way. Along with the station's powerful signal, he also had powerful big ratings in Milwaukee, Rockford, and South Bend. Wally was born July 7, 1925, Portsmouth, Ohio. His father died when he was six. The family moved to Cincinnati. He dropped out of high school to enter the Army Air Forces during World War II. After the war, he attended drama school, landed a disc jockey job in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A year later, he was back in Cincinnati and began to develop his trademark style by remixing pre-recorded interviews for laughs. Such escapades got him fired after he inserted a phony item into a newscast. I wrote, all members of infantry, company so-and-so, report to me via your draft board. And I described in an insurrection in some phony country, said in the 1976 interview. He read on the air, he says, hell, they even had the FBI all over the station. He started WGN 1956 in the 9 to noon slot, along with Bob Bell, later known as Bozo the Clown. The pair were introduced to Tribune readers as comedians from Cincinnati. His program proceeded with a snappy precision, a natural flow that was a result of hours of preparation. Regular news, weather, traffic reports from flying officer Irv Hayden were mixed with goofy sound effects played spontaneously by engineers and shot down by Phillips with deadpan humor. And friends, I even remember him playing Bill Cosby records on the air before they hit the newsstand. Phillips took over the morning slot in 1965 and was tops in the ratings through 1968, regularly talking to more than a million listeners a day. In the spring of 86, as he was leaving the morning show, he still commanded 15.7 share of the audience during one ratings period, far ahead of WBBM at 8.7. Howard Miller said he was totally focused on the listener, on what people in their home life would like to hear. Not ratings, he had no ego. He was their what do we need in the world. His dominance of local airwaves on GN spanned the riots of the 1968 Democratic Convention here to the Reagan Revolution. Yet no matter how turbulent the times, weekdays for hundreds of thousands of Chicagoans, nearly a million and a half of them at the peak of his popularity, began with Phillips' playful, low-key banter, along with news, sports, traffic, weather, and in the winter, school closings. He developed a new kind of broadcasting. He married the telephone to the radio. Part performer, part newsman, part moderator, he worked the phones and talked to his audience, and enabled his audience to talk to itself, solidifying a bond that made him one of the most successful local radio personalities in the country, generating many millions of dollars in ad revenue for WGN and donations to his Needy Kids Funds charity over the years. He chatted amiably on the air with listeners and leaders alike. He sought out answers to their questions and solutions to their problems. He also peppered his show with prank calls and advertising plugs. After volunteering to leave in mornings in 1986, Phillips bounced around WGN from afternoons to weekends, closing out 42 years at the station in 1998, saying he wanted to retire while he was still healthy. But he resurfaced a little more than a year later for a four-year run at 820 WAIT on the weekends, saying retirement wasn't satisfying indicating his departure from WGN wasn't his idea. Lee Abrams, the Chicago area native who for decades the nation's most influential radio consultant, is said Wally was one of the founding fathers of morning radio. He was a key figure in station's executive, seeing the value of the morning personality. Now, Lee will be leaving Sirius Satellite Radio to take over at WGN Radio in April. And due to the time limits I have in my column here, you can hear the rest of this column by sending me a tape or giving me a phone call, and I'll be glad to tell you the rest of it because it is much too long for this time. Next, I want to move on to the Arena Football League. The Arizona Rattlers out of Phoenix are on Winamp Internet. Los Angeles Avengers on 570 KLAC. The San Jose Sabercats, 1050 KTCT with Dan Dibley. The Utah Blaze out of Salt Lake City on 1320 KFNS. Chicago Rush on 670 WSCR with Tom Dore and Jim Williams. Conflict with the White Sox, they moved to 560 WIND. The Denver, Colorado team have no radio. The Grand Rapids, Michigan Rampage on Sirius Satellite Radio with Joe Parsons. Kansas City Brigade on 810 WHB. The Cleveland Gladiators on 850 WKNR and claim Bernie Kosar play-by-play. And also mention a 1540 WNRZ2, whatever that is. Next, the Columbus, Ohio Destroyers are on a three-station network based at 107.1, The Wink, with Todd Walker and Rob Black. The Dallas Desperados on 1310 KTCK. The Georgia Force out of Gwinnett in the suburbs, 790 WQXI with Dave Hubbard and Chuck Oliver. New Orleans Voodoo, love that name, 95.7 WKBU. Orlando, is that the Predators? On 540 WFLF. The Tampa Bay Storm on 620 WDAE with Jason Dixon. The New York Dragons on 1050 WEPN with Peter Schwartz and Wayne Morris. And 101.7 WLIR. And finally, the Philadelphia Soul on 950 WPEN with Ari Wolf. And a couple of baseball notes I've learned. The Atlanta Braves selected games in Spanish on 105.7 WWVA in Canton, Georgia. And the Kansas City Royals, Monday through Saturday, will be on 610 KCSP, Sunday games only on 980 KMBZ, with Denny Matthews, Bob Davis, and Steve Stewart, formerly with Cincinnati. Any corrections, send them along to me, 815-838-2179. Thanks for your time, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care, Fred.
On our last DX audio service program, we read an article about ultralight DXing, and boy, did that ever cause a furor amongst the audio service members who were asking a lot of questions about them. One question by Victor Schmidt is whether or not it has FM. Well, Victor, you're going to have to buy one and give us a review because so far nobody has provided any information on them. But to finish up the article, I'd just like to give you the selected ultralight distance records from February 4th of 2008. This kind of gives you an idea how well these little radios work. And the article starts out by saying, "We are keeping a permanent list of firsts of the most notable receptions from North America, as well as various distant records from stations and DXers located in the Americas. However, in anticipation of ultra insanity spreading abroad soon, we are also keeping a worldwide records for DXing achievement with an ultralight radio. The entire firsts and records document is located at www.dxer.ca in the file section. Here are the current worldwide records. Alan Willie of St. John's, Newfoundland was able to hear Radio Sawa on 1431 from the Middle East. That's a catch of 5,906 miles. The longest reception of a 50-kilowatt station was by Colin Newell of Victoria, British Columbia. He was able to snag RVC on 5:30 from the Turks and Caicos Islands, which is a catch of 3,403 miles. The longest distance reception of a 10-kilowatt station was by Rob Ross of London, Ontario. He was able to get YVMN on 780 in Venezuela. This is a distance of 2,280 miles. And again, note his location. London, Ontario is compared to Chicago, Illinois. The longest distance reception of a 5-kilowatt station was made by Alan Willey of St. John's, Newfoundland. He was able to snag Nuvales on 1610 out of Argentina. That is a 5,614-mile trek. The longest distance reception of a 1-kilowatt station was by Kevin Shanilak of Bridgeport Island, Washington. He was able to log WTNI 1640 out of Biloxi, Mississippi, which is a catch of 2,133 miles. Talk about low power. The longest distance reception of a 500-watt station was also by Kevin out of Bainbridge Island, Washington, and he was able to get KLSQ out of Whitney, Nevada, which is a catch of 893 miles. And finally, John Kellerman comes in with a record for the longest distance reception of a 250-watt radio station. He was able to get a station, XEUACH, out of Mexico, and that's a distance of 957 miles from his DX location in Crum, Texas. Congratulations to all those who hold the records, and for UDX Audio Service members, why don't you pick up a couple radios and give it a try? Like the article said on our last edition, they're only $14.95. And now here's Wayne Heinen, chairman of the National Radio Club's Board of Directors.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate that. And I'd very much appreciate the opportunity to talk to the members of the DX Audio Service. Since the first of the year, the Board of Directors has been very busy addressing the impending retirement of Paul Swearingen as the publisher of DX News Magazine and the administrator of our eDXN.com online site. Paul has been interested in having a smooth and successful transition and has provided the Board of Directors with plenty of documentation delineating the duties that he has performed. Tantamount in our effort was a smooth transition to a new publisher. A brief summary of the duties that Paul has had follows. They're not intended to be a full description of everything that Paul has supplied to the board. These duties are basically twofold. The first part is working with the editors and compiling their columns into a document ready for the printer and creating each issue as a DX News in Adobe Acrobat so that it can be posted to www.edxn.com. The second, coordinating with the printer and hired help to have DX News printed, prepared, and delivered to the post office for mailing. The second portion has been taken care of by board member Ken Chatterton. He has arranged, through a competitive bid with Benjamin Printing of Watertown, New York, that not only allows us to continue to have DX News printed at a fair price, but the majority of the preparation and mailing is included in the bid. Ken has volunteered to be our local liaison with Benjamin Printing and will, in addition, be handling the mailing of DX News to subscribers outside the United States. You will see the request for the desktop publishing position is now posted on the front page of this issue of DX News. Another duty that Paul has performed is maintaining the DX News mailing database and collection of monies at his P.O. Box for renewals. These functions will both be moving to the headquarters in Aurora, Colorado, and I'll be taking care of that. We'll have more on the transfer of those duties as we get closer to Paul's retirement date. Paul, along with Fred Vobey of the DX Audio Service, was a driving force in the creation of www.edxn.com and all that it entails. After EDXN began, the duties of membership tracking and administrative management of the EDXN became part of Paul's territory. As you can see, Paul has been a very busy volunteer. Recently, Dave White volunteered to help with the software management of EDXN. He's jumped in with both feet, and he supplied his expertise in keeping the board running and making some needed software changes and improvements to some of the functions. The board approached Dave, and he has graciously agreed to add the management and membership aspects of EDXN to his duties. Paul has volunteered to remain active in monitoring EDXN forums and the NRC AM listserv, as these can be done from anywhere in the world, to quote Paul. Paul has indicated that he will still be an active member of NRC and the DXing community and will continue to edit DDXA and the IDXA columns for DX News. All of this has been so positive that now I have to broach the subject of an impending dues increase. We are looking at an increase in the cost of DX News, primarily because of the additional services being provided by Benjamin Printing. Even if the board had been approached by any volunteers that were willing to take on the entire printing and mailing job, we still would have been looking at some form of dues increase for this year. The dues for a one-year subscription to DX News were $22 prior to an increase to $28 in October of 2001. That was 7 years ago. We have been able to absorb both postage and printing increases since that time. As many of you are probably aware, this has been the last DX News issue that will be mailed at 41 cents. Beginning May 10th, the first class postage rate will be raised another penny, and who knows where it's going to go from there. The board will be finishing its research and forecasts and will hopefully be able to arrive at the new dues increases to be included in the May DX News. And of course, we will be passing that on to the DXAS listeners as soon as we have it. We'd like to commend those who have volunteered in recent years to help keep the National Radio Club going and make it the kind of club that we're all proud of to be members. I'd like to ask anyone that might be interested and have the computer skills to contact me if they're interested in Paul's publishing duties. I'd also like to thank everyone, all the volunteers who edit all the columns in the DX Audio Service, and most especially Fred, our DX Audio Service publisher, for their fine effort in making sure that the DXAS is published every month. Thanks. This has been Wayne Heinen, and we'll say 7-3 for now.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Holy modulation monitor, Batman. Have you heard what's been on the radio lately? This article was supposed to have been on our last edition, since it was kind of the April Fool's edition, but we're going to have it on this edition because this is too good to pass up. What happens when radio stations don't necessarily keep their eye on the ball? What happens when stuff gets on the air that's not supposed to? What happens when things go bump in the night? Well, people record them, and they send them to us. Here's a few examples.
Great songs and great memories.
It's one great song after another. AM 1060, KDYL.
Okay, your typical automated radio station. Now let's listen to the segue coming out of the song.
The afternoon with a high of 84 by then. We'll keep an eye on it. Keep it here on KDYL.
Nope, I didn't do any fancy editing. That's the way it aired. Just like this one. Are you a glutton for more? That's just a case of not watching what the automation is doing and paying attention. But what happens when you program your automation to, say, air a ball game and you're a tad bit early? You might catch the network pre-feed, which is not meant for the audience to hear.
Hello, affiliates of the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Basketball Network. This is Radio Sound Network Master Control in Columbus, getting set to bring you the countdown for today's Cleveland Cavaliers broadcast. In the event you need to call the Radio Sound Network Master Control, that Master Control hotline number is area 614-621-5610. It'll be 5 minutes at the mark. It'll be 5 minutes till the start of the broadcast in 3,
2-1, Mark.
Meanwhile, let's check out another radio station that's a little bit out of sync on their automation.
It's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Yeah,
but I bet it won't happen again. Meanwhile, another sports station decided to join the game a tad bit early.
You're online for today's broadcast on the Blazers ISP Sports Network. Coming up will be 10 minutes from airtime. 10 minutes, Mark. 10 minutes from UAB basketball on the Blazers ISP Sports Network.
Sometimes you just wonder who's watching what's going on over the air. But then again, sometimes you are live and you are in control, but things just don't go right. Steve reports.
When I was in radio, most of the stations I worked at, the heart and soul of the station was the board. Those beautiful mixers, especially the Gates Diplomat, we called it a snowplow. Huge, round, modern-looking knobs, gigantic VU meters, honking big switches. There was no doubt. You were on the air, because that was the control point. But at the last station I worked at, and a lot of stations today, the real control center is a computer, or a whole server room full of computers. And that leads to a little confusion, because there can be one more button in the computer you can forget to push. It happened to me, and it happened to this guy in Great Britain. Check out this story from BBC's News. DJ Blunder makes world headlines. A radio DJ who spent an hour talking on his breakfast show without realizing listeners could not hear has made headlines across the world. Andy Greener, a volunteer DJ at Radio Teasdale, forgot to press a crucial button to make his show live. Since the blunder, he has received messages of support from the U.S., while a Dutch fan has even recorded a tribute song called Push the Button. The DJ said he now checks every few minutes that the show is still on the air. He added, the reaction has been unbelievable. Instead of a show last Wednesday, listeners heard 60 minutes of music and jingles as an automated backup system kicked in to prevent radio silence. Boy, I wish I'd had one of those at my station. Anyway, he says his first reaction when he realized that this had happened was, what have I done? But now he says he wouldn't change history after everything that's happened and the reaction he's got from people. Station manager Peter Dixon said the whole community was talking about the red-faced presenter. I've had so many people ringing up wanting to talk to Andy and also offering to become volunteers. It's true what they say. Any publicity is good publicity, he said. To make sure the DJ does not make the same mistake twice, he's made a few changes. He says, I've been double-checking and triple-checking the right buttons are all down, and even brought in a portable radio so I can hear if the show is going out.
Thanks, Steve. And in the not-so-long-ago old days, when you had carts that you'd play on the air for music and spots and jingles and such, sometimes you could alter them a little bit and then give them right back to the DJ, and if he wasn't wise to the game, something got on the air that shouldn't have. Like this.
She's gone.
This is Stereo 98, KHQ-FM, Spokane. Solid
gold. Well, the only thing that's predictable about radio is that it's unpredictable. So keep those air check machines rolling, and you too might be able to catch something interesting on the air. And that's a wrap for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2008. Hey, don't forget the 2008 National Radio Club Convention coming up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania over Labor Day weekend. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a real fun time, and now's the time to start thinking about it. So be sure to start putting away your spare change and such, and also planning on how you're going to get there. If you're not able to do it by yourself, if you think the room rates are a little high, well, maybe what you can do is partner up with a few people and split the cost. But now's the time to be thinking about it. And if you want to do some splitting of costs or maybe pick up a ride along the way, don't forget to leave a message on the Musings to the Members line and see if somebody might be trekking along in your direction. Well, that's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.